Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to usurp the names you left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Welcome again to Arrow Talk, where we talk about the CW's hit show and also, our new favorite superhero, Arrow Talk. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Thank you for downloading and listening live on blogtalkradio.com and also on iTunes. We're going to be talking about Muse of Fire. I believe that's the name of the title. I don't even know. Oh, jeez. Let's see. Who's on the phone? Area code 951. Who is this?
Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, welcome back, ma'am.
Thank you.
Did you watch this episode? I believe it's episode, what did I say, 7?
I think yeah. So. Yeah, I watched half of it today just to get caught up a little bit.
Yeah, and it was a great episode, but we'll get into that because I guess a new character came in, and I'm in love already. I don't know. Okay, I guess we'll talk about it already. Let's see. We have one more caller from area code 270. Who is this?
Eric from Kentucky.
Hey, Eric, how's it going? Long time.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Regina because she's the one who told me that this show even existed.
Oh, I know. I know. We kind of started like a little under the radar, but well, we're getting the word out there, and I'm glad Regina is able to reach out to our fellow Smallville fans out there that we're starting up this Arrow podcast. Do you watch Arrow, Eric?
Yeah, I've seen every episode.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Okay, so so you'll be up to speed to what we're going to talk about. We're kind of playing catch up here. I was going to do the podcast when the show was on, you know, as it aired new episodes, but we had a little setback. So now we're playing catch up to the new episode that's going to air next Wednesday, the 16th, titled Burned. So we're playing catch up right now. So we're dealing with that. So far, so good. Tonight's episode is brought to you by... No, just kidding. There's no sponsor. Let's see. Regina, out of this episode so far, you know, I think the characters have grown so much from the pilot to now at this point, you know, episode 7. Tell us, so far, who's your favorite character in the series?
Well, besides Arrow.
That's a given. That's a given.
Yeah. The secretary, she intrigues me. I think there's more behind her story if they keep her.
Right. And you're talking about Felicity.
Yes.
Yeah, the nerdy hipster. I would say the hipper Chloe, if we're going to compare it to Smallville with the computer geek knowledge. Yeah, you're right. You know, she was my character. She was my favorite character up until now. Helena, you know, who stars in this episode, and I think she's kind of. I can't wait to see more, especially for Vendetta, which is. We're going to do that podcast on Monday, Vendetta, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about her. But what about yourself, Eric? Who so far is your favorite character on Arrow, besides Arrow, of course?
I can't remember his name, but the bodyguard.
Describe
the
black him.
Guy. The side guy.
Yeah, his name is, the character's name is John Diggle. So, yeah, John.
John Diggle, yeah. I like him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good, and I like how they kind of made him into his sidekick almost. It's almost like Batman and Robin in a weird way.
Yeah, except he's a lot cooler than Robin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he doesn't wear, you know, he doesn't show a lot of leg. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. No tights.
Yeah, no. Let's see. So tonight's episode is, I think it has a great opener where Oliver's going to meet his mom for lunch, and of course she's with someone that's not too legit. You know, he's definitely involved with mobster relations, but we don't know yet. We just think it's like a businessman that she's talking to, and of course they do the cheesy, oh look, there's my son, we're going to meet for lunch wave, you know, across the street as he takes off his helmet. And then of course this biker all dressed in black comes up, pulls up, shoots. And obviously at this point we're thinking that Myra is always the target since she has her own little deep dark secrets, and the motorist or the motorcycle person that we don't know at the moment shoots the guy that she was talking to. And I love how Oliver's like, are you okay? Everything's good? Are you safe to his mom? And he's like, okay, I'll be right back. And he like totally chases this person on a motorcycle on foot. I mean, would you even think of doing that? Like, okay, it's like, that's kind of crazy, because I wouldn't have the tenacity to be like, hey, let me chase this motorcycle. But of course, we're talking about Oliver Queen. He has many skills, and I'm sure he's fast as lightning, which I'm sure. Hopefully later on we'll talk about how last episode they mentioned the city of the Flash and also the city of the Green Lantern in the episode before this one. They kind of mentioned that overhead. So I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers, just like how they did with Smallville, they'll have a little crossover. And if that's the case, Regina, which character, if you had to pick one or the other, the Green Lantern or the Flash, which one would you like to have a little cameo in this new series, Arrow?
Probably the Flash.
I think so too. Yeah. And what about yourself, Eric? I think Eric is gone. Yeah, he is.
Oh, whoopsie. What happened?
I don't know. Eric, if you're listening, please call back. Please call back. Okay, so there's a lot of secrets in this episode. As I mentioned earlier, I think my new favorite character is Helena. Am I saying it right? Helena? Or Helena?
Helena? I don't know.
Helena?
Something like that.
Yeah, which, of course, she later, I'm assuming she's going to be the Huntress, because I know that much of Green Arrow, where there's a female... I wouldn't say sidekick, but, you know, she has that bow and arrow technique pretty down. And the actress is played by Jessica DeGaulle. So, Jessica, you are doing an awesome job. Do you find chemistry between Oliver and Jessica? I mean, not Jessica. Helena? Regina,
did you find any
chemistry in there?
No, I don't see it. No.
Really? You're saying it's pretty flat?
Yeah, I don't see
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, ouch. There you go.
Sorry.
There you
but
go.
No, I don't.
For some reason, I did. I bought it. And I kind of felt sad for her when she was talking about her fiancé and how he got murdered by the mobsters. And I guess maybe because he knew too much. But then we later on find out that it's all her. She was going to bring down the mobsters. And do you find a lot more violence in this series than on the CW, than any other show on the CW? For some reason, there's at least more than three people have to get shot per episode.
I watch other shows on the CW, and it's not the most violent one. But
oh, really?
Compared to Smallville, okay. It is, yes. I think it's more geared toward men than women, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think in Smallville, rarely did we see people die, right?
No.
Rarely?
Very rarely, yeah.
Very rarely. It's like, usually they would do like, oh, he left town. I'm like, oh, okay. Like Doomsday, we didn't even see what happened to him. Where did he go?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, I know.
Literally, where did he go?
Now, speaking
or
of
they
Smallville,
like disappear. Or they like disappear in the cloud of smoke.
Yeah, I know. Did you see the two people that used to be on Smallville in tonight's episode?
Oh, no. That's a good trivia.
Oh, you didn't.
Wait. Give me a chance. Let's see.
Okay, there were two people.
And they're not regulars, right?
No, they were, well, one of...
Was this the first time on the series?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So they I would say the one that she cracked his neck, the one that wanted to kill Helena. He kind of had like reddish hair.
I only saw the first half hour of it, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, you tell me who.
Okay, the doctor that came into the room at the mansion.
Yes, he looked so familiar. Yes.
That
was
what was his name? Kwan, the from the school.
Uh huh.
The principal.
Yes.
Principal Kwan.
Yes.
And then when they went to the Bertinelli's house. It was either the bodyguard or the, I guess his bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
He played the guy
okay.
that was, oh gosh, the one that Lex had made into a super soldier.
Oh, you know, I think you're right.
West.
I think it was the bodyguard.
Yeah, West was his name, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the bodyguard.
Yeah. So I got
good
you.
Eye. No, that's good eye, yeah. Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
I never said I was an expert.
No, I know. It's just I have a thing for faces. I recognize faces.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Right
off, so.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. So the detective, I think it's kind of a great with the detective when he confronts Oliver that at Russo's, the restaurant where he met Helena. Later on, of course, the Green Arrow shows up, and then the biker shows up, the Huntress biker shows up, and when they're looking at the footage again with the techie guy, it's funny how the detective has his techie guy, and then Oliver has his techie girl whenever they need to like look at footage or stuff like that. But Detective Lucas, Detective Quentin Lance, when he sees Oliver at the restaurant, we're assuming the detective is looking at Oliver, and then later on, of course, Green Lantern shows up. So I'm thinking, oh, there's another case there where they're at the same place at the same time. But then the detective goes to Lex Luthor's mansion and tells him, hey, I think we might find out who the Green Arrow is. And Oliver says, what, you still think it's me? He goes, no, I think it's her. But come on. He talked to her. Remember when in the previous episodes the detective talked to him? That wasn't a girl's voice, so it was kind of a cheesy, like, okay, you're good, you're definitely clear from being my suspect that you're the Green Arrow. I'm like, that was kind of cheesy. Because it was a guy that talked to him, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the Huntress, played by Jessica, she kicks ass. I mean, I love her, especially when they first are confronted, Green Arrow and the Huntress are fighting for the first time. Great choreography. Do you like those scenes, Regina, or are they a little bit too much?
Oh, no, I like them. I have always liked, like, a lot of action, so.
Right.
And they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it works really well, and it keeps the episodes a little bit more at a fast pace, fast tempo. And yes, the title that we are talking about, if you're listening to the podcast, it is called Muse of Fire, and we're talking about Arrow, of course, our favorite show so far. And I say so far because, no, just kidding, they better not let us down. No James Bond wannabe episodes or dead end episodes like on Smallville when they had Jimmy Olsen play James Bond for some reason. So this new vigilante is killing off the people that work for the mob boss. So it's kind of like a female version of Arrow, don't you think, Regina?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
they
think
would definitely
why...
work good together.
Yes, yes. So I hope she becomes a regular. For some reason, I'm crossing my fingers. Would mm-hmm. you like her to be a regular, or do you like
her as a? I wouldn't mind her as a regular. I just don't like her as much as I, you know, with Oliver. I think they'll
yeah.
find somebody different.
Huh. Well, you know, I'm sure Canary is going to come in sooner or later and be the
yeah.
love interest eventually. They'll probably. Do you remember when they brought in Lois Lane to Smallville?
Yes.
Was it season 3, 4, or a little bit later?
I think it was season 4.
4. Okay. So maybe if they have a season 4, and I say a big if, which I'm sure, you know, it'll surpass our expectations of how much it'll run. But maybe, you know, they'll bring in Canary later on, because that's definitely the love interest for the Green Arrow. And I'm not too sure on the relationship between Arrow and the Huntress in the comic books. Did you ever read Green Arrow in the comic book?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're listening and you're yelling at your computer right now and you're saying, these two people don't know anything about the Green Arrow, then please call in. Call
I
into
know,
the
we're
podcast.
Learning.
Yeah, it is. The call-in number right now is 914-338-1036. Again, the phone number is 914-338-1036. Or get us on Twitter. We're at Arrow Talk, all one word. And now we're also on Facebook. So if you have Facebook, you can follow us there. I'll be posting the podcast, also different articles and stuff like that. And it'll be kind of cool to get it on your little news feed there on Facebook. So let's see. Musifier, I thought I was not going to like it because I'm like, oh, great, another love interest for Oliver. Boo-hoo, poor guy. He's always getting the girl. But this one, it's kind of like his Batman, I'm sorry, his Catwoman to Batman, right?
Yeah, kind of. I know.
Where she has her own agenda, her own score to settle type of deal, and then he's like, you know, well, don't be so, you know, it's almost comedy where he's almost like, don't use guns, you know, like Batman always says. But it's like, okay, should I use an arrow then? Or and Thea, of course, Thea Queen, I think she needs more airtime. I like her too. Do you like Thea, the sister?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, she sometimes kind of is... but
a little annoying, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I want her, and you know, especially the previous episode in, what was the other episode titled? Let's see, it was Legacies.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, which is Tommy... Merlin, Tommy Merlin, he was calling her Speedy so many times. It's like, okay, we get it. She's going to
no,
be Speedy.
Yes.
And I know in the comic book, Speedy was, I hate to compare it, but that's pretty much the comparison. It was Batman's Robin. You know, they were the sidekicks. It was Speedy and Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be kind of interesting when Thea suits up, you know, if they follow that storyline, which I'm sure they are, because if they're calling her Speedy, why wouldn't they give her own costume and her own, you know, thingamajig to fight crime with Oliver Queen?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
John Diggle, the sidekick also, another sidekick for Oliver, he seems to always be pushing to help Oliver also solve crime that's not on Oliver's agenda, and his, you know, and as we know, he's following his little book that his dad gave him to, I guess, vengeance or make things right. Do you think it's too soon for John to start mentioning, hey, let's help out these other people that need help, rather than just being a vindictive, you know, vigilante? What do you think about that, Regina?
I don't think it's too soon, because if he's always a vigilante, then people are going to get bored with the show.
Right, because I kind of figured that, where I was like, okay, he's going to be going through this book, and of course each person he takes out, he's going to cross a line here and there. And I don't know if you – did I mention it last time you guys were on? What is he going to do when that book is, you know, done? It's like,
exactly.
What's next? Is he going to retire, or is he going to take a break? But, yeah, it looks like they brought in John to kind of, like, push him in that direction to say, dude, you got these skills, you got the technology, do something with it. Don't just, you know, go after the guys that your dad, you know, had bad business with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think it's a good time for that transition, because if it's a one narrow path, I think a lot of people might get turned off. Like, this is boring. He's going to go through that whole book, and then the series is over, and bye-bye. And
yeah,
that's it.
It's going to be like, oh, here's the bad guy. He's going to cross this one off the list, and, you know, you're kind of, okay, you already know how it's going to end.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you know,
the guy's
going to get killed or get put in prison, and that's it. So they need something different.
Yeah, and are you okay with this? Because I don't recall the Green Arrow in Smallville killing people. Do you recall that?
I don't think he did. No, he didn't.
I'm trying to remember if
he
killed at least one person.
Was Lex.
Right, right.
That's it.
Right, and are you okay with this? With this hero, you know, the not hero, but vigilante, you know, Robin, modern day Robin Hood taking lives. Are you okay with that? I'm kind of like,
not
every
really.
Time. Yeah, I'm kind of like a little like, wait a minute. How can he be a hero if he's taking out, you know, I know they're mobsters. I know they're, you know, criminals. But really? You're going to take him out? You know, what about justice? I guess he really is a vigilante taking the law in his own hands. I think Batman would definitely have a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. A quote that I like the most, and it brings it up to current times. I'm sure you couldn't have said this line 10 years ago when Smallville aired, but a quote that Helena said in Muse of Fire, she says, Oliver Queen, the rich man's Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And we all know why, because she's always in trouble and thinks she could do it all on her own.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Another awesome fight scene is at the Russo restaurant where, of course, John tells Oliver that there's going to be something going down at that restaurant, and he's like, I'm already here. I was having dinner with so-and-so. And he kind of put two and two together where he knew that the Huntress was going to come back and kill one of the guys. And here we go again. So they're fighting, and that's where the Huntress's face is exposed by Oliver taking off the motorcycle helmet. And I wonder how her costume's going to look. And I know, Regina, you probably know by now. Oh, no.
No.
Okay. So you haven't seen 8 or 9?
Oh, I've seen them all.
Okay. Oh, and they don't show the costume yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's good. That's good. I was thinking maybe in the next episode they would show something. Yeah, and so let's see. I think I hope at least that she ditched the motorcycle costume when she's fighting.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that commercial that's on TV right now.
Yeah, me too. The T-Mobile girl.
Yes.
Yeah, and she kind of looks like her too.
I know.
Dark hair, slim, you know, really light complexion.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that. I was like,
Yeah. Okay, and then well, let's not forget about Oliver Queen's mom, Myra. She is dealing with the main mobster, and we find out who Tommy's dad is. Do you know, Regina?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I forgot already.
So you didn't watch this then, or you watched it back when it first aired?
Yeah, I watched it back when it first aired.
Yeah, so we find out Malcolm Merlyn is Tommy Merlyn's dad. Oh my gosh, big revelation. Dun, dun, dun. And Malcolm is played by Barrowman. And I think he's playing an awesome badass mobster. I think hopefully they don't kill him off in the next two episodes. Do they? Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I'm not telling.
Don't tell me. You don't know. You don't remember.
I don't remember. No.
Good. So Malcolm has cut off Tommy's credit cards, and how embarrassing for Tommy when he's having dinner with Laurel.
I know.
And I wonder, did Laurel pay? Because as we know, Laurel doesn't have that much money working for like a public defender's office. I don't think they even showed that. Who paid?
Well, I'm sure
but,
they didn't get up and run.
Right. So I'm thinking, and this is just me, and of course people might be listening and saying, you're totally wrong, Jesus, but I'm going to say it right now. I think Tommy Merlyn might later on become the Lex Luthor bad guy with all, you know, up
against.
Well, right now they're really good friends, just like, remember, Lex and Clark?
Yeah, I know.
Remember, they were best buddies, and then that would be kind of cool if Tommy says, I am the villain of the story. I'm like, yes!
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, again, for those of you that know the Green Arrow storyline, I'm sure Tommy later on becomes a superhero, and he's in no way in fashion a bad guy. But you never know what these writers are going to do. We have no idea, because we thought Superman, first of all, Lex's dad, I don't think he was a big part of Superman's life in the comic books, you know. It was just more like after the fact or even mentioned at all in the comic books. But in the series, Lex's dad had a huge role in it. So you just never know what the writers are going to be doing. Do you think Malcolm is going to be kind of the one pulling the strings as Lex's dad kind of did in Smallville? I hate to be the comparisons with that, but it's all pretty much falling in place.
Yes, something's going to happen like that. I just hope that the guy doesn't turn bad, though, like Lex did. That would be kind of sad.
It would be. And that's always the red herring where you know, it's like, oh, they were good friends, but now they're at each other's throats. And, of course, they love the one girl in that big city. all right, so that concludes our episode of Muse of Fire. So join us on Monday for the Arrow Talk. We will be continuing this conversation with Vendetta as Oliver Queen attempts to train Helena in the hopes that she will join him in the fight for justice. All right, Regina, give us a shout
Monday,
out before we
time?
Leave.
Well,
it will be
thank you,
at
Eric, for
eight. And so please call in. It will be at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Monday. And we'll talk to you guys later. And join us on Smallville Talk. It's about to start any minute now. So I'll talk to you guys later.
I got to go. Bye.
All right, bye.
Five years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.